The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. During the war between the states in 1863, President Lincoln, with Congress' wholehearted support, issued a Thanksgiving Day proclamation. This proclamation set aside the fourth Thursday in November as the day when Americans would pause from work and set aside a day to give thanks to God, the Father of Jesus Christ, for all His blessings on us as a free people. This was nothing new to Americans. The Pilgrims had begun this tradition in the fall of 1621. New England's first settlers were, as a group, deeply committed to Jesus Christ as their Master and Savior. They firmly believed it was their duty to give thanks to the God who had brought them to this land, the God who had so miraculously sustained them here. They knew He had brought them here to establish a nation which would, by law, protect the right of parents to teach their children the ways of the gospel of Christ. That root is what America grew out of. That is our heritage. Last time, I shared with you some of what Dr. Billy Graham had written in his Decision magazine in the November 02 issue. On this program, I want to quote more of his writing concerning the Pilgrims. Dr. Graham continues, "First," he says, "the Pilgrims have left us an example of their deep, unwavering religious convictions. What were these convictions? They believed in Christ and in His kingdom. They found fulfillment in Him. They had purpose in their lives. They had encountered the living Christ and they knew it. They feared neither monarch nor people, only God. Because they belonged to God, they had a deep faith and confidence in themselves. They believed in their own dignity, were confident that their cause was just, and walked with an uprightness that only fearless and free people can display." He continues, "In our day, agnosticism, anxiety, emptiness, and meaninglessness have gripped much of the world, and even the church. People are broad but shallow. Our youth are desperately searching for purpose," he says, "and meaning and fulfillment in their lives. By contrast, these Pilgrim forebears stand as shining examples of people who were narrow but deep, certain of what they believed, unswerving in their loyalty, and passionately dedicated to God, who they trusted and for whom they were willing to die. I sincerely believe that a return to biblical faith and conviction," he says, "would have a great impact at this hour." Dr. Graham goes on, "Second, the Pilgrims left us an example of disciplined living. They were Puritans who were ready to order everything, personal life, worship, the church, business affairs, political views, and even recreation according to the commandments of God. The word Puritan itself in the contemporary mind identifies those who followed a strict and closely regulated life. Their lives were marked by characteristics that, according to Jonathan Edwards, need to distinguish the life of every Christian." Edwards said, "This practice of religion is not only to be his business at certain seasons, but the business of his life. They did not mind being called narrow by the religious and civil establishment of the day. They remembered that their Lord Jesus had said, 'Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it.'" What a contrast between the conduct of the Pilgrims and the permissiveness and hedonism of today. We'll continue Billy Graham's article next time, but do you mind being called narrow by the liberal thinkers around you? Do the pseudo-intellectuals in the education system intimidate you and keep you from boldly speaking about Christ? Or are you fearless, as the Pilgrims were, concerning the persecution from the established church and government, or from your own family and friends? Do you fear God more than men? Remember, you face God last. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.